Vancouver's skyline will be lit with an electrifying pyrotechnic display from a Yukon-based team this weekend. Hailing from the Northern Territory, a pyrotechnic troupe called Midnight Sun will dazzle crowds of thousands on Saturday, July 19. The team, made up of volunteer pyrotechnicians, was actually in Vancouver for the fireworks showcase a few years ago. They won the 2022 event. This is the first of three fireworks shows in the 2025 Honda Celebration of Lights Festival, with two more events scheduled on Wednesday, July 23, and Saturday, July 26. All remaining teams are Canadian, marking a first in the offshore fireworks festival's history. The Metro Vancouver weather forecast doesn't indicate rain, but attendees should prepare for all conditions. Organizers recommend packing sunscreen, lots of water, and a rain poncho to keep you dry just in case. Honda Celebration of Lights Festival Schedule. 2 p.m. Honda Activation Open. 2 p.m. Food Trucks Open. 6:30 p.m. Snowbirds. The Royal Canadian Air Force's 43 Air Demonstration Squadron. 10 p.m. Electric Drone Show presented by BC Honda Dealers. 10:15 p.m. Fireworks Show. Tickets for the Celebration of Light. While the fireworks can be enjoyed for free in a variety of places around Vancouver, there will be a ticketed area in Vancouver's West End at and near English Bay Beach. Tickets for Inukshuk Point, which includes dinner, dessert, and one alcoholic drink, are $243 after taxes. Those looking for seats in the grandstand are looking at $68 per ticket. Private cabanas can be booked, too. Getting to the event, attendees are encouraged to walk, bike, roll, or take transit since it is environmentally friendly and provides easy access. If you're heading to the event or passing through these areas, Mobi, Bike Share, and Lime, Scooter Share, are adding extra docking capacity at busy stations. On event nights, their teams will be on site to help riders get to and from the celebration smoothly. Getting to the event. Drivers. People driving to the event should arrive early to find parking. Be prepared to walk a distance from your parking spot. Carpool if possible. Road closures are in effect from 5 to 7 p.m. in the West End, including Davie, Denman and Beach Avenue. Access roads to Kitts Point are closed from 6 p.m. Roads will reopen once crowds have dispersed around 11 p.m. Residents may park in this area at specific access points, but must display a valid resident parking permit or proof of their address. Motorists may not stop on any city bridge to view the fireworks. Getting to the event. Public transportation. TransLink will increase service in downtown Vancouver during the event, but travelers should plan for extra commute time due to crowding. Extra transit police, transit security, and SkyTrain attendants will be at stations to assist and direct customers. The closest SkyTrain stations to the festival are Burrard, Expo Line, and Yaletown Roundhouse, Canada Line. Numerous buses travel along Georgia to Denman Streets, and the number 6 will bring you from Granville to Denman Streets. Several buses, including the number 9 and number 99, serve Kitsilano. The following changes to bus service will be in effect. Special pre-event shuttles will run from Burrard Station to the intersection of Denman Street and West Georgia Street from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Special post-event shuttles will run from the intersection of Bidwell Street and West Georgia Street. Customers will be dropped off at the intersection of Burrard Street and West Georgia Street, near Burrard Station, and then at Waterfront Station. Special post-event shuttles to West and North Vancouver will run from the intersection of West Georgia Street and Denman Street. Due to street closures, routes number 5, hash 6, 5 p.m. to midnight, and number 23, 8 a.m. to midnight, will be rerouted. The SkyTrain will operate every 2 to 3 minutes before and after fireworks each night. Access to the entrances at Burrard, Granville, and Waterfront stations will be modified due to potential crowding. Bikes will not be permitted on the SkyTrain after 10:30 p.m. until crowds clear. The C-Bus sailings every 15 minutes will be extended from 9 p.m. until the last sailing from Waterfront Station at 9:30 p.m. There will be sailings every 10 minutes from 1 p.m. until then. Customers can check transit alerts for station access information and full reroute details. They can also plan their journey with Trip Planner, follow TransLink on X at TransLink, or call customer information at 604-953-3333. Tips for pets. Fireworks and crowds can startle animals. Consider leaving them at home so they don't get frightened. Any dogs in attendance must be on leash and wearing proper identification. The city states that 97% of licensed dogs wearing tags are returned to their owners. To report a lost dog, call Animal Services by dialing 311. Traffic impacts from road closures, crowds. Festival goers should expect road closures and traffic disruptions in the West End, Stanley Park, and Kitsilano. Wednesday, July 16th to Friday, July 18th. Full road closure. Burnaby Street from Beach Avenue to Bidwell Street. Saturday, July 19th. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. traffic controls in effect. Periodic traffic controls for load-in on Beach Avenue. Beach Avenue closed to traffic. Bike lane will be detoured. 6 p.m. to midnight. Full road closures. Beach Avenue, Pacific Street from Stanley Park to Thurlow Street. Davy Street from Denman Street to Burrard Street. Denman Street from Alberni Street to Beach Avenue. Local traffic access points. Burnaby Street at Thurlow Street. Nelson Street at Thurlow Street. Denman Street at Alberni Street. Watching from the boats on the water. Festival organizers will mark an exclusion perimeter in English Bay with marine buoys. Boaters must stay outside the perimeter. People unfamiliar with operating their boats at night should watch the display from the beaches instead. Follow safe boating guidelines by carrying a boating license and don't consume alcohol on the water. Watch the fireworks at a safe distance without interfering with larger vessels. Notes for attendees. Multiple food trucks will be on site throughout the event, offering an array of culinary choices for hungry attendees to purchase. Festival goers should arrive early, ahead of large crowds. Several road closures will be in effect during the competition in the West End, and some areas will only permit residents to drive through. If possible, take public transportation. Attendees should ensure they take all their belongings with them and properly dispose of garbage, recycling, and compostables. Lost and Found. The Lost and Found is located at the volunteer headquarters in the gazebo in Alexandra Park on Beach Avenue, between Bidwell and Burnaby Streets. First aid. People who sustain injuries can access first aid services across the festival grounds. Check out the festival map and look for the first aid icon. You can also visit the lifeguard station in the bathhouse building in English Bay. 2025 Honda Celebration of Light. When? Saturday, July 19th. Where? English Bay. Cost, free. Tickets for special seats with perks are available in advance. With files from Brendan Kurgan.